Good morning. We're continuing with the Chayyotim, Klal Amad Aleph, Siman Tetzvav, the halachas of moving a Sefer Torah, Mecheder Lecheder, or moving a Sefer Torah. So let's talk about a few things. The first one is moving a Sefer Torah from room to room. So, Mikra Din, moving a Sefer Torah from one room to another room under the same roof, is mutter. So, in a shul which they need to move a Sefer Torah from one room where they store it, they have the main shul to a shtibel on the side, Mikra, then it's going to be mutter, however, since it's under one roof. However, in the Zohar, there's a very strong lashonus against moving the Sefer Torah, that it's improper to move a Sefer Torah, and the correct thing is to keep a Sefer Torah in one place and for people to come to the Sefer Torah, not vice versa. And therefore, the Gra and others write that he was back, but he would not move a Sefer Torah. He would always have himself walk to the Sefer Torah, even if it's in one room to the other room, in the same building. So it's therefore appropriate, if possible, to make arrangements not to have to move a Sefer Torah around from room to room, but rather to leave the Sefer Torah in its place. So if you're going to have a shtibol, it's much more appropriate to have a Oren Kodesh, appropriate Mechobetik Oren Kodesh there, and leave a Sefer Torah there. And if the question is a question of security, that it's not such a safe Oren, preferably one should build an Oren which is safe to the point that you do not need to move the Sefer Torah around. And obviously that's not possible. So we mentioned before that to move the Sefer Torah for its purposes, and one example is for the security of the Sefer Torah, it's going to be mutter. And then moving the Sefer Torah from the safe, secure place to the room where one is davening, since it's under the same roof, is going to be, it's in one building, is going to be mutter mikradin. This concept is taken so far that Rav Chaim Sonnenfeld wrote in a tshuva that if you have a second minyan, would start, let's say, out in the hall or something of that sort, and they get the Kriyas HaTorah, they can wait a few minutes and the first minyan will be completed and they can go inside and use the Sefer Torah in its place. That is preferred, even though there's a Tircha LaTzibra to wait, that is preferred that they should do that rather than move the Sefer Torah out to the room where they are. He says, he does continue and say if it's going to be a long hiatus, that's already a significant tirch of the tzibur to make them wait, and then you would be allowed to move the Sefer Torah out to the prose door where they are. Okay. This problem of moving a Sefer Torah doesn't make a difference if you're moving it inside of an Oren Kodesh or not. Either way, in the case where we're saying you're not supposed to move a Sefer Torah, putting it in the Oren Kodesh and say, well, I'm moving it in Derech Kavod because it's inside of the Oren Kodesh, doesn't make it mutter. There are scenarios where we're going to find heterim to move it, and then we say, well, if we can move it with the Oren Kodesh, that's preferred in halacha than to move it by itself. There's been a case where it's not permitted. The fact that you're moving an Oren Kodesh will not allow it, will not make it mutter. Okay, so that's the first issue which you want to talk about. Now, the minhag olam is to be mekel from one room to another within the same building. One thing I wanted to point out, we mentioned this before, when a Sefer Torah passes by, it's appropriate for the people which are there to be malav with the Sefer Torah. It's very inappropriate to have the Sefer Torah walking by in the hallway, and everybody's just continuing like their own thing and just doing their own conversations and schmoozing, etc. And the Sefer Torah is just like rolling through. The Eish L'Rav of Buchach, or the Buchach Rav, wrote a Sefer on Hilchus, Ksiva Sefer Torah, etc. And he talked to the Rav, he says he would only allow this idea of moving it from prose to the prose tour if you would have an accompaniment of 10 people. So the fact that you get your Ming Malav at Derech Kavod, that would add to the Heter, and vice versa. The opposite, I think, is he does not mention, but it's important to point out the opposite. In that situation where the Sefer Torah is coming through, everybody should stop what they're doing and be Malav with the Sefer, give the Sefer Torah the Kavod that it deserves as it's coming through. Have a good day.